You have 4 minutes. You may begin.
Cheese Louise.
With a nervous and slightly sheepish grin, Kickapoo High School senior Bryn Day guides a homemade prosthetic arm to pick up a red disc and slide it over a wooden pole. The duct tape elbow of the arm she's using trembles like a leaf on a tree.
You're doing great!
My hand's getting sweaty.
Typically, prosthetic arms, like the one Day is using, are not made of duct tape, rubber bands, and popsicle sticks. But prosthetic arms also aren't made by high school students in 45 minutes.
Okay, that was a really good try. You got everything but the
thanks to Kickapoo High School biomedical science teacher Jamie Jansen, these atypical classroom activities are becoming more common.
My principal about 6 years ago came to me and said, I've got this program I want you to look into. I think it's going to be really cool. It's going to be very engaging for the kids.
That program is a national science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, education movement called Project Lead the Way. The organization creates hands-on, innovative curriculum for students in every grade and is used in nearly 400 schools in Missouri and over 8,000 schools across the U.S. One of the main focuses of Project Lead the Way is teacher training.
Take somebody willing to go to a 2-week training session in the summer for each class. We call it boot camp. You live, all my trainings have happened in Rolla at MSNT. And so for 2 weeks, you live there in Rolla and train about 8 to 12 hours a day.
Now, Jansen works as a master teacher for the organization, training biomedical science teachers across the nation. And recently, she was recognized at a Project Lead the Way statewide conference as the outstanding biomedical science teacher.
You know, this is big. The kids are loving it, and it's growing, and we just keep adding classes.
As I witnessed today's prosthetic arm building contest in Jansen's high school biomedical interventions class, it's easy to see why the students find it enjoyable. With an easygoing but firm attitude, Jansen starts the class by dividing her students into teams and explaining the challenge.
All right, to build a prosthetic arm, which will allow a member of your group to assemble rings on a rainbow stacker.
And it's a speed contest.
The winner will be the person who can assemble the most of it within 5 minutes.
In order to win, however, there are guidelines. The arm must have a working elbow hinge and
your arm must have a grasping hand structure. Now, obviously, I don't expect you to build a hand with 5 fingers, okay? But something that will grasp will be quite handy.
Jansen sets a timer.
You have 45 minutes. Go.
Oh, my Lord. That's really stressful.
Students are let loose to grab supplies off a table overflowing with plastic spoons, rubber bands, wooden sticks, straws, and other arm-building materials. Bryn Day's team brainstorms.
So we just need something to go in between here.
According to the Project Lead the Way website, by 2018, there's expected to be 1.2 million jobs in STEM fields that are unfilled, simply because not enough people will be qualified. Jansen explains that as people live longer and the pace of technology and industry advancements increase, there will be a greater need for healthcare workers, computer scientists, and engineers. So as the students break, cut, shape, and tape objects together in an attempt to create a working arm, they are learning valuable skills that the Project Lead the Way creators hope they will eventually take out of the classroom and into the workforce. And that's the plan, at least for Day, as she explains while unrolling duct tape.
I want to do physical therapy, so I guess it'd be something that's related to prosthetics, just because I'll probably have to deal with patients that have prosthetic limbs.
Various challenges arise during the process. The plastic spoon grasping structure for Corey Johnson and Macon Good's team is too heavy and can't be controlled.
How are we going to fix it?
Despite some frustrations, the teams work through it. When I inquire, fingers begin pointing to their award-winning teacher, Miss Jansen.
I'm in multiple sports, and so like this class, since we do a lot of hands-on learning, is difficult to miss, and so I miss a lot. And so she's really good about like during cheap times and whatever to work with me to get caught up.
But it's more than that. Good continues.
She doesn't just teach us; she actually cares about us in our normal life, and I think that helps us relate to her more.
Her peers agree. Day adds,
and she'll even stop during presentations, making sure, she's like, "Are you guys understanding this?" Because we go through a lot of this pretty fast because there's so much we have to get done.
By now, the arm building time had run out, and the competition began.
Here we go.
You have 4 minutes. You may begin.
As each group takes their turn, there's some success and some failure.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah,
but also a lot of encouragement, laughter, and learning.
Why were they a little more successful?
Neither Day nor Good's group is the winner, but no one seems too disappointed. It's as though taking an interesting class and gaining knowledge from a teacher of Jansen's credentials is a prize in of itself.
She's the best teacher in the entire school, like, no joke.
For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Katherine Utzler.